Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesachtes Menachais, Perik Yud Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. When he said a Re'elai Oila, and he gave us no clue as to which carbon he meant. So of course, if he says it doesn't make a difference, plain a Re'elai Oila, it's no problem, bring the cheapest. Or only Shiloh was, this mean only behemoths or even birds. Once he said that he specifically said something, he doesn't remember what it is, so we have to cover all bases. But we had one mila, we had one safe territory with the carbon oil. We knew it can't mean an akeva, because a carbon oil can only be a zachar. Even though it can be from cattle, it can be from tzayin, it can be a bull, it can be a calf, it can be a big goat, a small goat, a ram, a sheep. But at least we know it has to be a zachar, because you can't have an akeva carbon oil. Where it gets a bit more complicated, not so much complicated, it's just that we have to add some more animals in order to cover all bases, to make sure we covered the whole neder. Is suppose he says, like we learn over here in Perig Yod Gimel Mishnah Zayin, Hare alai toida ushlamim, I'm a kabbal upon myself to bring a toida or a shlamim. And he doesn't say what type of an animal. Okay, so as long as he specifically is not specific. In other words, he says, listen, I'm going to bring a toida shlamim from anything you could bring it from. So there's gefelach. So Yavi, keves, let him bring a lamb, which is the smallest animal fit for a toida or a shlamim. Suppose he says, Parashti min abakar. I do remember that I said when I made my Kabbalah, I'm going to bring a toida or a shlamim from cattle. Any of them are parashti, but I don't know which type of cattle. Okay, Yavi, par upara, egel ve'egla. Here he has to bring. Now, in the case of the oila, we just said, a big bull and a small male calf. Here, no. That's not enough. I don't know if it's Zachar in a cave. So he has to bring, Yavi has to bring par, an ox, upar, and a cow. Eagle, a male calf, the egla, and a female calf. Being that a carbon toida or shlamim, unlike an oila, can be both Zachar and a cave, he has to bring one of each, big and small. Min ha-behemoth. Suppose he says, when I said I'm going to bring a toida or a shlamim, I do remember that I said I'm going to bring a toida or a shlamim from an animal, but I don't know which behemoth. So at least in the previous case, he told us cattle. Now, we're not limited to cattle. So we have to cover more possibilities. Yavi, he'll have to bring one of each animal, zachar nekeva, old and young. Para para, bull and a cow. The bull, of course, is a zachar, para is the nekeva. Egel the egla, a male calf and a female calf. Ayel the Rachel, a male ram and the female sheep, Gedi Ugedia, little goats, both male and female, Sa'ira Sa'ira, a big he-goat and a she-goat, plus Tele Vitalia, a young male and female lamb. Tele is the male sheep in its first year, a Talia is a female sheep in its first year, Kevis is the same thing as a Tele, and a Kivsa is the same as a Talia. So quickly, chazing over our Mishnah, Perig Yagimel, Mishnah Zayin, if he says, Harei alai toida, or shlamim. Okay, as long as he left it open, like an open check, it could be anything. So fine, bring a keves, which is the cheapest you can bring for a toida and a shlamim. But if he says, Perashti, here's where we run into problems. I was specific. When I said I'm going to bring a toida or a shlamim, I said it's going to be from cattle. Or at least we have the information that it's from cattle. But I don't remember what type of cattle. Okay. So here, it's going to be more animals than by the oila, because it could be either a zachar and a kevis. He has to bring a para and a para, eagle and an eagle, ox and a cow, and both a male and female calf. If he says min ha-behema, could be any behema. He's not even giving us the information that it was cattle. I don't know what it was. You have to bring all possibilities. You would have to bring an ox, a cow, male calf and a female calf, male ram, female ram, little goats, both zachar and a keva. The older goat, Zachar, and the older Nekeva goat, Sar and the Seira, and also a Tle and a Talia, little male lamb, little female lamb. So when the base of Mishnah is going to be built, you're going to see someone walking with a par and a para, an eagle and an egla, an ayel and a rachel, a gedia and a gedia, a Seira and a Seira, a Tle and a Talia, you're going to know exactly who this is. It's someone who said a re'elai toida ushlamim, and I specified it could be any behema, and I don't remember which one. And this is what I have to bring to make sure that I fulfill my neder.